We continue our learning Le'ilunish, Bas David ben Menachem, Rish, Rav Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Elio. We are in Yoma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Balo Kohen Gadol Likros. The Kohen Gadol came to the Ezras Nashim after they informed him that the Seir already arrived in the Midbar. He came to read the Torah for the Parshas Hayom. And the Kohen Gadol is in the Ezras Nashim. We'll see that he stood up. So in a moment to read from the Torah, to accept the Torah, he must have been sitting. He's allowed to sit in the Ezras Nashim, although the Azara, we only allow Melech to sit in the Azara. Some of Farshim explain that the Kohen Gadol could sit in the Ezras Nashim, which didn't have the same status as the Ezras Yisrael. Im Ratza Likros Bebigdei Butz, Kore, if he wanted to wear the big day lavan that he was doing the avoda with until now, he could. Vimlo, if he didn't want to, Kore beats Talis lavan mishalo. He could wear just a regular white long shirt that he would wear, which is not big day kahuna at all. And the reason for this is that the reading of the Parshas Hayom is not an avoda. So if that's the case, maybe we should tell him to should take off the big day lavan. So the answer is no. The big day kahuna were given to the Kohen Gadol, given to the Kohanim in general, to wear when they're in the Mikdash and derive benefit from them. Even Shelo B'Sha'as Avoda, they're still allowed to wear them. Then the Mishnah says, Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamish of the Beis HaKnesses. This was the Beis HaKnesses, which was next to the Azara on Har HaBayis, and the Chazan, he was the Shamish to take care of everything. So he made no tell Sefer Torah from the Beis HaKnesses. He took the Sefer Torah and no, the Rosh HaKnesses, and he would give them to the Rosh HaKnesses, who had a different job. And this was the person who was more like the Gabbai, as we would call him today. So the Chazan HaKnesses is like the Shamish, and the Rosh HaKnesses is like what we call the Gabbai. V'Rosh HaKnesses Noseles Gan. And the one who was appointed in place of the Kohen Gadol, if he needed to, he would become disqualified. So he would be the third person to get the to take hold of the Sefer Torah. V'Hasgan Nosel the Kohen Gadol. The Sgan then would give it to the Kohen Gadol. Why do we start? We need the Chazan HaKnesses, give it to the Rosh HaKnesses, to give it to the Zgan, and only then to give it to the Kohen Gadol. So this was in order to increase the honor that we give the Kohen Gadol, that all of these people are here to be Mishares him, to serve him, and this fulfills Barovam Hadras Melech. Then the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol Omeinu Mekabel. So obviously he stood up and took hold of the Sefer Torah, the Korei Omed, and we read the Sefer Torah as he is standing. He would read the Avodah of Yom Kippur from Parshas Acharemos, and he would read Ach Be'asor as well, which is the Parsha of the Moados in Parshas Emor. And even though we'd have to roll from Acharemos to Emor, and it's not Kavod Tzibur to have people stand around and wait, as we know, nonetheless, these Parshas are very close to one another, and there was plenty of time. In fact, in those days, they would have a Meturgamon who would translate the Torah into Aramaic, so people would understand what they were learning. By the time the Meturgamon was finished translating the Acharemos section, by that time they were already rolled to the section of from Parshas Emor, the Ach Be'asur section. Now, they also had to read Parshas Pinchas, which we would call the Maftir, which is Ube'asur LaChodesh HaShvi'i. But because of that, because of Kavod Tzibur, they had to roll from Emor to Pinchas already. That's going to take a long time. So therefore, he would read that by heart, the Golel Sefer Torah. They would roll up the Sefer Torah after they finished the Ach Ba'asor section of Emor. Umanicho Becheiko, and he would put it under his arm. Va'omer, and he said to everybody like this, Yosim Mimashe Karasi Lifneichem Kasuv Kan. He informs them that the Sefer Torah is not missing anything. There's nothing disqualified. There's no psul in the Sefer Torah. And the fact that he's reading it Baal Peh is not because there's anything wrong with the Sefer Torah. And then Ube'asor Shebechumash Habekudim, the section of on the 10th of Tishrei, the 7th month, which is written in Sefer Bamidbar, which is Sefer Bekudim, Kore Alpe. He would read this by heart. And the Mefarshim explained that there's one other issue to keep in mind. And that is that there is a prohibition discussed in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Mentes, which is that you're not permitted to read from the Torah by heart in general. You're supposed to read the portions of the Torah. Anything written in Tanakh was supposed to read from the Ksav itself. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that that's not true when it comes to any section of the Torah that you're obligated to read. If there's an obligation to read it, then there's no problem with reading it by heart. Take, for example, we say Musaf. So not everyone davens Musaf from a Siddur. And a long time ago, people didn't have Siddurim. So, but there are many psukim that are quoted that speak about the Karbanos that are from Chumash that we say in Musaf in our davening. So how am I allowed to do that by heart? So the answer is, because that is an obligation. That's an obligation to say those psukim. Musaf is an obligation, so therefore I'm allowed to do it by heart. When it comes to learning in general, you're not obligated to say these particular psukim. Those we ask you to say them from the ksav. And there are other answers to that question in certain circumstances. Why we're allowed to read psukim by heart? This is one of those answers. Now, why didn't they bring a second sefer Torah here? Was because we normally do that. We normally bring a second Sefer Torah. So the answer is because then it looks like there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. We bring a second Sefer Torah, but that's because it's not the same person reading. There's a new Oleh, or a new person gets an Aliyah. So that's okay. No one's going to think that the first Sefer Torah was disqualified when I call up someone else to read from another Sefer Torah. But if I have the same Kohen Gadol who has to do the reading, and he's going to read, we bring out a second Sefer Torah, so then we'll think there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah itself. Mishnah then continues, umivarech, and then he makes aleha shmona brachos. He makes eight brachos on the Torah. What are then? So here, there's Birchas HaTorah, which are the bracha before and the bracha after, as you normally would do in Shul. Vala Avoda, and he say a bracha, which was Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, and he would conclude, HaBocher Ba'avodas Amo Yisrael Bracha. I mean, that's the Avoda. And this, by the way, the Mishnah doesn't have the Nusach of the brachos. So that's in the Gemara. The Mishnah just tells you what they are. Eight brachos on the Torah. That's the one before and after. Avoda, which is this Ritzei, which ends with HaBocher again, Ba'avodas Amo Yisrael Barachamin. And Val Hoda, Modim Anachu Loch, that we have in Shmona Esrei. Val Mechilas Ha'avon, which is Slach Lanu. And he concludes the bracha, the Chasima is, the Yushalmi explains, Mochel Avonos Amo Yisrael Barachamin. Val HaMikdash. And this is all by the laning. Val HaMikdash Bifnei Atzmo. And he would make a bracha for the Beis HaMikdash, something specific for the Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash should continue to stand, and Hashem Shechina should continue to rest, and the bracha would conclude with the nusach of HaShochein B'tzion. And Va'al Yisrael Bifnei Atzman, so there's a bracha for the Mikdash alone, and for the Jewish people alone, that Hashem shouldn't remove His Shechina from the Jewish people. So is Hashem not, we plead with Hashem that He not remove the Shechina from the Mikdash, and not remove the Shechina from the Jewish people, which is a separate bracha, and He would conclude the bracha with HaBocher B'Yisrael, Va'al Yisraelayim Bifnei Atzma. The Bryce and the Gemara says that this phrase is excluded. And we make a bracha with the Kohanim that Hashem should accept their kabanos beratzon, and the bracha would conclude mikadesh haKohanim val shaar hatfila, and then the Mishnah concludes there would have a supplication for the Jewish people that Hashem should save them, and we would end with baruch atah Hashem shomei hatfila. This is all found in the Brice and Yoma. On Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is coming to teach us that the time the Kohen Gadol was reading the Parshios, that's when the Avoda of the burning of the Par and the Soir and the Beis Hadeshen took place. Anyone who wanted to watch the Strefas HaPar and the Soir, he could leave the Kriya of the Parshios and go if he wanted. Haroa Kohen Gadol, says the Mishnah, Kshu Korei, so says Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, a person who sees the Kohen Gadol when he's reading the Parsha from the Sefer Torah, Eino Roeh Parvis or Hanesrafim. He could not watch at the same time the burning outside Yushalayim of the Par and Sawyer. Vahoroe Par Visur Hanesrafim, Eino Roeh Kohen Gadol Kshu Kore. Not that a person is not allowed to leave one avoda to go see the other. Maybe you'll say, "Wait, ein ma'aviran ala mitzvos." Maybe we should say that. No, it's not true. It's not a problem at all, because watching the avoda, yes, watching the avoda is a mitzvah brova matras melech. That's true, but nonetheless, there's no isser of ma'avir ala mitzvos that applies here, and therefore, if he wants, he's allowed to leave watching one avoda and to watch the other avoda. So yes, they are mitzvos on the one hand. On the other hand, ein ma'avir ala mitzvos doesn't apply to someone who's not being Osek b'mitzvah. This is just re'iyah bilvad, and therefore you're allowed to leave to watch the other part of the avoda. Ela shahisa derech rechoka. The only reason why people couldn't see both is because they were far away. The parent seir were burned outside Yerushalayim. Umaleches shnei'en shaveh ka'achas, and they were done simultaneously. So it's impossible to see both of them at the same time.